This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Craig Kopp. Now, making sense of the media is not an easy thing to do these days. I mean, how do you explain the 4,000 videos a day being uploaded to YouTube featuring 30 seconds of all kinds of people dancing crazily to this? It's called the Harlem Shake, and from its creation by DJ Bauer to its truncated goofiness and a little video from some kids in Australia who call themselves Sunny Coast Skate, the Harlem Shake became the hottest thing going. Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute's Sense-Making Project joins us now to say there actually is something to learn from the Harlem Shake. And Kelly, I'm pretty sure it's not dancing.
Well, no, but I want to know, Craig, when did you become aware of the Harlem Shake?
Mid-February, maybe 10th, 11th, something like that.
Right. So I just put out a query on my Facebook timeline and on my Twitter feed, and I was asking people that same question. And it turns out that you can figure out a lot about who you are connected to on the internet based on when you became aware of the Harlem Shake. So it started as a trend with these skater kids in Australia, but it spread like wildfire. And it hit college campuses here in the United States sometime around like the 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th of February.
Yeah, I saw it. Somebody at USF did something, and that's how I learned of it, that time.
Right, and so those of us who know a college kid or work on a college campus or are at a college event, we maybe became aware of it earlier, but on Valentine's Day, the staff at the Today Show did their version of the Harlem Shake, and that officially tipped it from an alternative counterculture thing into something that was completely mainstream. Since then, we've seen the Jon Stewart Show and the Colbert Show and the University of Georgia men's swimming team do an underwater version of the Harlem Shakes. There's millions of them out there now.
Now, it only lasted 3 weeks. What killed it?
Well, I don't think it's completely dead, but a video popped up early this week that had people in Harlem looking at people doing the Harlem Shake and shaking their heads and saying, oh, no, that is not the Harlem Shake. So I think that sort of put a bit of a damper on it.
But the idea here is that when you heard this in its little 3 week lifespan, says something about how much or how tuned in you are or how savvy you are about the internet?
Well, to a very specific piece of the internet, which is the younger demographic and what they are paying attention to.
Kelly, I half expect someone to come up to me and say, hey, you want to do a Harlem Shake video at this point? Is it cool to do that?
So the cool kid in me says, oh, no, it's over. Don't do it. But if you look at trends like this, fads, in the 1920s, there were a lot of fads, and radio was the dominant technology that was spreading ideas and enabling people to participate in the creative culture. In the 1950s, there were a lot of fads, and television was playing that same role. So we have a lot of fads now, and it's because we are all immersed in this digital internet technology.
So it's today's equivalent of Do the Twist?
Exactly.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute Sense Making Project, thanks for helping us find a deeper meaning to the seemingly meaningless Harlem Shake. Now, Kelly, come on, one more time for old time's sake.
All right, let's do it.